September 23rd, 2004. Woo! What a day! Really changed my plans, and that took all day. Instead of trekking in Cordillera Blanca, I'm doing Lake Titicaca, Colca Canyon, and the Nazca Lines. Getting north was too hard, and I would have had to fly twice. Big bucks, and I hate flying, and take 2 full days on the bus. Ah, much better. I feel more relaxed now and fired up. I think part of my problem was anxiety over what to do next and not having things planned. I'm excited about these next trips. I'll come back and do Blanca again and a ton of other stuff in South America. When people say, where will you go back? Definitely South America. So much to cover. I also had an adventure mailing my purchases and more shopping. Did the whole endless search for DHL on the map and gave up. Then found the post office. This nice old lady packed my stuff in an old box, then covered in canvas and stitched the whole thing up. It was hilarious. Very cool people here. Took a walk around the streets checking out the markets. La Paz is a real city, not very touristy. The girls who dress Western here are pretty hot. The guys at the travel agency gave me the name of a good club and were telling me to go out. My head says yes, but my bod says rest. Maybe. If I had a partner in crime, no brainer. Learned some lessons bargaining. I must remember for future business. I bought 2 great silver medallion/necklaces for Mom and Julie. I bargained her down 30%, and that was good, but the more I inspected the quality, it should have been 50%. My mistake. Was thinking about what I wanted to pay rather than trying to figure out the true value and get that. True value means what a large enough sample size would pay. Jewelry is hard for men, too. Anyway, always try to assess value, but that takes hard work and time. Have to visit and bargain at the other booths. It's all about having the info. But again, takes time to get the info. But don't think what I think it's worth. But don't think I got what I think it's worth. Think in terms of its true value. I'm pretty good at the haggling technique, though. And, oh, I learned this. Don't pick out an item, colors, sizes, etc. first. Bargain the price first. Once you select, they know you want. Have to make them think they are getting you to do something you were not going to do. It was still fun, and I bargained on everything. Now Christmas presents are done, and a few birthdays for Mom and Dad as well. September 24th. Started the day by meeting a guy who is walking from the very southern tip of South America to Barrow, Alaska. He's 1 year, 9 months into it and just arrived in La Paz. We had coffee. Ian is his name, from Portland. He saw my lonely planet and asked if he could look something up. He said he met one of the authors and she told him she'd put him in. He found it and was stoked. I had read about him and the planet before I left, and he saw it the first in my guidebook. Cool guy. Bused it to Lake Titicaca, which is very close to La Paz. Saw the reeds growing on the sides of the lake and the reed boats. Great view of Cordillera Real on the southern edge. Met a girl on the bus and had an interesting conversation about the institution of marriage. Very dry around the lake. Almost looks like the dry hills of California around the delta. There would be zero trees except for the eucalyptus. Stopped at Copacabana, a cool little town on the shore with a neat cathedral. Took 1.5-hour boat ride to Isla del Sol. the birthplace of the sun in Inca legend, and the birthplace of their ruler, Titicaca, means rock of the puma, and from that rock he arose. Absolutely gorgeous lake view here. I'm at a new eco lodge, La Estancia. It is way expensive, $45 US a night. Other places here are $2 a night. But the lake views are spectacular, like Greece or something. We look down on the Big Blue and hear and have the northern end of the Cordillera Real directly opposite. Illiampu and another that were about 21,000 feet. Amazing view at sunset tonight. Lit up the mountains. The lake level is almost about 12,500 feet. And the lodge is at 13,000 feet. Whoa, think about that. Twice as high as Tahoe. Tomorrow, I walk the island and check out the ruins. Walked up the Inca steps from the boat landing today, which is very cool. Little spring at the top and small canal runs down past the steps. This is one of the prettiest places I have seen. Although I am longing to see the Cordillera Blanca, the guidebook says it is the best part of the Andes. 56,000 meter peaks packed into 180 kilometers. Well, you have to make tough choices traveling. Just didn't want to fly, bus, and do a hurry job. I will have to come back. So much to see in South America. I'm finally starting to transition into South America. Not sure why it has taken so long. Maybe just so many possibilities and anxiety that I wasn't seeing and doing enough. You just can't in 2 months here. I am realizing I have really enjoyed Bolivia. I think I was looking at this as doing South America, but really I'm doing Bolivia, Southern Peru, Brazil cities, and Buenos Aires. Once I put it that way, I feel better for some reason. I am one weird uptight dude these days. Sitting by the fire, just had a funny thought. All the kids in Buenos Aires and La Paz wear white lab coats as school uniforms. Why? You never know when the teacher is going to call that pop quiz fetal pig dissection. Kids, today we dissect a fetal pig. Good thing they had those lab coats. They are cute, though. One more random thought. Listening to local music now, and they sound and harmonize very much like Fijians. My room has this little lean-to painted all black. My room has this little lean-to painted all black and has a clear roof. It opens to my room by a window and lets in the hot air even after the sun has gone down. Cool. I think I'll sleep in it. Good night, folks. A few trippy fire-watching thoughts. Would like to understand a few things better. Global migrations of people over history, the tribes, who they are today, and the major developments / periods / leaps in human history, such as Stone Age, Bronze Age, Steel Age, etc., and why some people didn't go along where these regions are, like in Papua New Guinea, still in the Stone Age, and why did humans evolve to have such tremendous curiosity, which I think allows them to progress, or is it just our hands and walking allows us to explore our curiosity more than other animals? Wow, deep thoughts. September 25th. Walked around the island to the Inca ruins. On the northern end, not much to the ruins, except I liked the sacrificial table, and the setting was very pretty. Great rock path over the top of the island that got me back to the area with hostels. Fantastic lake views from the trail, blue for as far as you can see. Saw several villages along the way. They till the land by hand. A man has a blade at the end of a stick. He tills, and the woman picks out rocks or plants, seeds something. Talk about scratching a living out of the land. Met some cool people at dinner. Off to Puno today. September 26th through September 30th. Busy few days. Puno had a cool little touristy promenade. The floating islands were interesting, but way too touristy. It was funny when the guy did the spiel about the Tortuga reeds and all the uses. It was like, what the hell can't they do? Busted to Arequipa that night on a local bus, packed. I was the only gringo. I also was in the back with people on either side. The guy next to me chewed and popped his gum for almost 6 straight hours. I didn't know bubble gum lasted that long. I finally had to ask him to stop popping. Went on a 2-day tour of the Colca Canyon region, and that was very good. Went to a little village on the eastern edge of the Andes. On the way, went over a 16,500-foot pass and saw several of the active volcanoes which surround the town, one of which they found that sacrificed Inca girl in 1995. Hope to see her in the museum today. The village was cool because it was very pretty, many terraced hillsides, irrigated, and you could see high snow-covered peaks in the distance. We saw the westernmost start of the Amazon drainage while descending into the valley. It was also interesting because it is isolated and there are two ethnic groups that have kept their culture through the years. They were pretty people and had very colorful, elaborate weaved attire. The valley became a big food producer when they were captured by the Incas. Colca means storehouse, which the Incas built many. Learning there are many tribes here. Incas only ruled for 100 years. They also had, back to the people with their colorful attire. They also had beautiful domesticated gray eagles. Never seen anything quite like them. Very pretty. Went on a hike above the valley and saw some ruins of ancient village and at times and tombs at the base of a high rock wall. Bones still there and a sloped forehead head skull. They shaped / distorted them from birth to resemble one of the volcanoes they worshipped. Went to some outdoor thermal pools that night. Felt horrible the whole time because I had some altitude sickness, which is strange because I have been above 11,000 feet for close to 2 weeks now, but it really got me. Next day, we drove to a lookout spot to view the canyon and the Andean condors. The canyon is impressive, but it doesn't hold a candle to the Grand Canyon. It is the second deepest in the world, but not the site of the Grand Canyon. The condors, however, were amazing. There are 30 or 40 in the area, and at one point, 12 were flying around us. They are there almost on cue, like a show, for about 1 hour, and then they leave. They are majestic, just soaring, riding the thermal, and sometimes they fly right by us within 20 meters. They are huge. Last night, went to dinner and drinks with these four Irish girls who were on the trip. We had pisco sours. Had a lot of fun. I like the Irish girls. Love the accent. Asked what they wanted in a man and got some pretty interesting info. When I had to say what I wanted in a girl, I realized I have to have a more detailed picture. The girls had more detail. Now I am hungover. Oh boy, we'll feel better soon. Oh, we had guinea pig. It was hilarious. The way it looked presented looked like they took someone's pet. Tasted like chicken. Sitting on in a veranda overlooking the square in Arequipa now. The city is built from semi-porous white volcanic stone and great Spanish colonial architecture. The church in the square is impressive, very cool looking city called the City of White. September 30th through October 1st. Had a good time walking around Arequipa. The monastery was great, a labyrinth of pretty courtyards and interesting rooms and streets, passageways, courtyards. It had three small courtyards, one painted in something Mediterranean blue, orange, and stone. Also saw frozen mummy found at Ampatu volcano. Juanita, a little creepy but cool. I liked the artifacts they found on her. A little gold, silver figurines with feathers in exquisite condition, and the textiles. You always hear people refer to Incas as an ancient civilization. I think this is wrong. They ruled their valley for a while, but only the Inca Empire for 100 years. And that was in the 1500s. Recent. The guide said the sacrifice was an Inca thing, but I am skeptical because the volcanoes are far from their ancestral valley. Why would they care so much? The guide, however, did say the volcano sacrifices only took place in the window of the Inca Empire. Weird that they took so much pains when an area of their conquered people, and with only 100 years of history, you wouldn't think they would care so much about the conquered. But maybe offerings were part and parcel of the Inca culture. Bus ride was not too bad, but got here at 3 a.m. Saw a movie with Matthew Perry and Liz Hurley. Serving Sarah. I think Liz Hurley is hot. The Nazca lines were great. You go in a four-seater prop and the pilot banks hard and tight so you look directly below. The ride was half the excitement. He has a little map, points to what is next, and then you are banking. We flew at 2,700 feet, which was perfect. They do look very cool. Sharp lines, well balanced, very well done. Must have been fun as a pilot to discover these. We saw trapezoids, whale, dog, condor, monkey, hummingbird, spider, and more. The video they show afterward sheds more light on them. Think they were used to ask for water and tied with shamanism. Also a map of how they viewed their universe in terms of important mountains and meanings. They have underground irrigation. This is more impressive to me than the Inca stuff because I would call it ancient. The line started around 400 BC. All the potential meanings are interesting, very intricate in meaning and how they were laid out. They are connected to one another, it looks like, to be more meaningful than individual shapes. Off to Cuzco on the bus in a few hours. Excited. So that was kind of a long reading. I won't say much more. I think I was fairly descriptive. But that was kind of some traveling that, you know, I hadn't really expected. You know, I hadn't planned it out. I was supposed to go to northern Peru and see the Cordillera Blanca. But it just was too hard with the cost and the flights and the time on the bus. It would have been too hurried, I felt. And hey, I went to Lake Titicaca, so now I can always say that I went to Lake Titicaca. And now you know that it means the a puma rising from the lake or something like that, which was the first Inca emperor. But yeah, you know, cool Isla del Sol, gorgeous. The views of those mountains, spectacular. I took about 1,000 pictures and walked all over that island, and they literally had a big stone table, a sacrificial table, where they used to, I guess, lay the person out on the table and rip out their heart, like in Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. A lot of bus rides, which weren't too pleasant. The Colca Canyon was very cool, going up into those high terraced mountain valleys to see those cultures that had been there, for so long. When we saw those tombs up on the cliffs, you could see bones and the skull. And the skull was literally sloped, like a sloped, like cone head kind of thing. Because they had apparently shaped people's heads from a young age to look that way. It's very strange. But I mean, unless they were putting us on, it would have been an elaborate hoax. But those little valleys were cool. You know, you just felt like they'd been there forever and ever. And it was right on the edge of the Amazon. So you could kind of see where the Amazon would start. And to see the condors was really cool. Getting altitude sickness was interesting. I mean, I definitely altitude sickness. And I'd been over 11,000 for a while. So not sure why going up to 14 and 15 really did me in. But it did. Sure enough, I mean, getting down to 11,000 feet, I was cured. So that was kind of weird. And the Nazca lines are cool. They have these – it's very brown desert landscape. And you have to get up high above to see it. But they've put these rocks together to form these shapes, like, geometric shapes, hummingbird, spider, like I said. And you take this little prop plane and the guy banks, and it's just, you're just like, and he's like not even looking where he's going. He's pointing at this map, and you're like, yeah, look out the window, dude. But it is pretty cool. You get a pretty good view. So that's all I can think of. It was just very interesting things to see from Bolivia up through southern Peru. And I was headed to Cusco to meet my sister and my friend Jeff Dallas, who was traveled with me in Africa. So we were going to go do the Inca Trail next. So I was looking forward to meeting them. So that'll be next.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.